other than a baseball game. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're all here tonight, and I just want to looking forward to come and thankful for hospitality, and I know Arlene for a long time, Arlene still same time, Arlene, and so know Debbie, and she grew up together with my wife, and so I don't know if it's good or bad, but we're glad to get to know each other more. All right, if you have a Bible with you, please open to Psalm chapter 32. Psalm Oh no, you got a lot of stuff on that pew.
Move it out your way.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this one. Be interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of messed here. I wonder if his office is a mess. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if you know, Pastor Arling used to ordain me. About 1 hour, we had six pastors there, asked me questions to ordain me. I have to answer all the questions over about an hour. And I never forget, Arling asked me, I think the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter so-so and verse, what's that? I said, I don't know. I never heard that verse before. And thank God that my pastor was there, praise the Lord. And he was there, he told Arlene, I didn't even know that verse either. So I'm safe. And many things, good memory. And before the deaf pastor, Eugene Bourdin, and taught Debbie in many years, and my wife, and taught me 2-3 years while I was an evangelist. And it's good memory. And thank God we still serve the Lord. A lot of preachers quit and give up, and we need to have faith in God. Now, the revival all week, so we're going to have it tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday we're going to theater, and then we're back to Lynn and get right to God on Sunday. And so I hope you all come this week.
Amen.
Bring someone.
Amen.
I'm deaf myself. My wife is deaf. Thank God. When we argue, turn lights off. That's why we stay married. So, okay, tonight is the first night for revival, and really, our heart, first night, need to get on fire.
Amen.
Our heart need to get right with God. And America is going down. And the reason America is going down is because the church is going down. The reason the church is going down, the marriage is falling apart. America is going down. And if the church, the family get right with God, the church get right with God.
Amen.
And if you study in the Bible, that we talk about the local church.
Yeah.
We have responsibility. If the church get right with God, and America get right.
Yeah.
And so I hope, and tonight, we need to serve our heart tonight and get right. And so we're going to have a good revival all week. And so Psalm 32, the Old Testament. I want to preach tonight a theme, the most wonderful, wonderful word, invitation. invitation, the altar. We come. I remember the day I come forward at the Bill Wright Grant. I came forward, my hair was long. And I came forward at the Bill Wright Grant, the altar. Invitation. I got saved.
Amen.
I asked Jesus to come in my life. I was over 15 years old. And about 12 hours later, I got a haircut. Nobody told me.
No.
Holy Spirit.
No. Amen.
You know, I'm dead, but Holy Spirit beat my heart.
Amen.
And I'm not double dead. My physical dead, but not spiritual.
Amen.
And I got saved. Many times I come to the altar, invitation, get right with God. Get on fire. The altar, invitation, so important in our life. That's why we're here. Invitation is not only for people to save, invitation for Christians. Calling by God. Cry out to God. God's not there, thank God.
Amen.
He can hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I see your hand.
Amen.
What's wrong with your people? Psalm 32. Let's all stand, honor God's word. In verse 1, and then I'll pray. Blessed is he whose translation is forgive, whose sin is covered. What a blessing. Your sin is covered through his blood. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, help my thine clear, speak clear, so they can understand the word of God, the first night revival. I'm looking forward all week to hear from you. Speak our heart this week. Speak every person here. I pray for the Holy Spirit move. Speak every person's heart tonight. And Father, I pray. We thank for the deaf people come. Answers to learn the word of God. And Father, I just pray. Just help my thing clear. And we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be sitting. Blessing is translation is forgive whose sin is covered. And verse 2 said, blessing is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, but whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bone waxed old through my woe all the day long. For day and night the hand was heavy upon me. Now, the Bible said, I kept silent, my bone waxed old through my woe all the day long. I kept silent. What's that talking about? It's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about the Holy Spirit speaking your heart. It's between you and God. And you know, many times we got to talk about other persons. Hey, don't do that. Let the Holy Spirit do the work.
Amen.
It's fine. No one knows. Amen?
Amen.
So, God speak to your heart. You don't know. You don't know. It's between her and God.
Amen.
If God speak to your heart, your wife, is that your wife? I'm going to make sure.
Okay.
And one time I had to say, well, anyway, and wife don't know. It's between you and God. It's signed. I'm signed. I'm dead. And it's between you and God. You don't need to be gossiping. You don't need to criticize. Prayer changes things.
Amen.
Prayer answers. Let the Holy Spirit do the work. Maybe we could encourage them, yeah, but don't criticize. We need to time and pray for your family, pray for your friends, or a loved one that need help. And the Holy Spirit will help. It's a sign. And the Bible also says, like a old lion, a biscuit, like a lion, conviction. How many of you have conviction before? Boy, me, many times. I'm stuck with that. I know I did wrong. Heavy. If you have Jesus, you have a yoke, your burden will be light. Then why are we heavy? Why do we have to carry all our sin, all our guilt of sin in our life? I don't have to tell you what sin. Holy Spirit tells you.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit tells you. It's like a whole line of life. It's like wacko. You know, I'm glad I had conviction.
Amen.
We need conviction. We need it. Prove that I'm saved.
Amen.
You have conviction, prove you're saved. Make the difference. If you and I have conviction, the most wonderful word, invitation. And we have conviction. And in verse 5, that I acknowledge my sin unto thee. I know I did wrong. It's an I, not you, not them.
Yeah.
I. It's between you and God. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. Thou forgive the iniquity of my sin, Selah. Number one, you have conviction. 1 through 4, talk about conviction. And verse 5 is our knowledge, and we need to confess. You have conviction, we need to confess. And I now my sin unto thee, my iniquity, my sin. I break the law, I break wrong. I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. I want to talk to that guy back there with the motorcycle. Come here. Yeah.
Tim.
Tim, yeah, okay, Tim. You have a sign name,
no.
Tim? Your T. Your sign, T. Tim.
But you can do this.
Tim, you're saved.
Yes.
You have Jesus Christ in your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Now you stand before God. Don't look at me. I'm not God. Stand before God. And you're in heaven. And sit on the throne. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So what do you do?
I'm going to ask him, can I get my first motorcycle?
Huh?
I'm going to ask him for my first motorcycle.
Well, no motorcycle in heaven, I'm talking. So what do you do? What do you do? If you're saved, you're saved, and you stand before God, he is holy.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do?
I'm going to wait for him to ask me a question first.
Well, if you, he is holy, are you holy?
I'm in front of God.
Well, if you're not holy, what do you do? You need to confess.
You need to confess, that's right.
Okay, so show your confess. Bow your knee.
Bow your knee.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Bible says we're going to bow our knee before the Lord. We're going to bow on the ground. I'm not going to have him do that. But anyway, so the action is confess. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Where's our confession? Where's our action? What we do? I surrender all to the Lord. Forgive my sin, my dear wrong. Forgive me. Thank you. All to thee. What is your action?
Forgiveness.
We need to come. The most wonderful word in invitation. The action. Confess. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you, Tim. Pastor will send you a check.
Okay.
Now, the Bible said, verse 5, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgive the iniquity of my sin. If you and I come, most wonderful word invitation, everybody come, bow your knee, confess to the Lord, and he promised you he will forgive you. Woo! I want you to look in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. You probably heard that verse. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Now, if, verse 9, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we, as the local church, Lake Thai Baptist Church, you have a sign language? Lake Thai Baptist Church, and I just about. Yeah, it kept me forever. A Lake Thai Baptist Church. Lake Thai Baptist Church. Member of the church. If you're a member of this church, raise your hand. Are you glad you're in the church? Raise both hands. Are you glad you're a member of the family? We're family. Family. Local church. We, now, we confess our sin. No one perfect here. How many are perfect? Raise your hand. I would probably Timmy, you raise your hand. Okay. How many of you have a perfect Savior? That's the difference. And that's why we need the Lord every day. That's why we're here. Get right with God. We have somebody. Hey, let's pray. Maybe you hurt someone in this room. Well, I'm sorry. Get right. We confess our sins. Not done that. He, the Lord, our Savior, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and to clean us like thy Baptist church. Ah, clean ya, revival us. Get right with God from all unrighteousness. You know, we all have the righteousness of God. We're filthy. We're sinners. The Bible says we're filthy rags. We deserve to die and go to hell. The day I got saved, 15 years old, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Let me borrow your jacket. All right. No, I'm just keep the water in there.
Can I have your pants?
Now, this is an example. This is my old life. Unrighteousness. I have unrighteousness. I'm a sinner. I have sinned. But I realized I was lost. I need Jesus. 15 years old, I came, the most wonderful word in the text I came forward. Open my heart. And that Jesus come in my life.
Amen.
Unrighteousness. Done.
Amen.
When I got saved, I got the righteousness of God.
Amen.
I'm saved.
Well.
You understand?
Amen.
You cannot lose salvation. Jesus is the rock.
Amen.
How many of you have ever been Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia? It's so big. It reminds me of Jesus Christ that cannot be moved. You cannot lose salvation. Once you stay, you have the righteousness of God until you arrive in heaven. Jesus died on the cross. Past sin, present sin, and the future sin. Forgive.
Woo!
The righteousness of God. I'm hot. Let's go back 32. I will confess my translation unto the Lord. You don't confess to me.
Right.
I'm a damaged sinner like you. You cannot confess to a pastor. You confess to the Lord.
Amen.
The most wonderful word invitation comes your life with God. Talk. Now, if we confess, forgive the iniquity of my sin, Selah. The word Selah means, the Hebrew word means, think about that. Oh, think about that. Your sin, forgive. Think about that. Selah. The death word means,
yeah!
We can start off for the Lord. If you had conviction, why not you come and come back to the Lord? He's out of camp. Hey, I want to tell you something. Jesus got all the power in heaven and earth. You know, Jesus had unlimited power. You know that? Unlimited power. But we have limits.
Yeah.
And the devil has limits. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
But Jesus had all the power. He can forgive you and me through his blood on the cross.
If you confess, I want you to look in verse 10. For this shall every one that godly prayer unto thee in the time when they might be found. Truly in the flood of great water shall not come nigh unto him. Time out. My Bible said everyone that godly prayer, everyone. Did your Bible say everyone? Or your Bible said someone. Huh? Everyone. Whoa. Everyone. How do you say it? How do you glad you say it with your hand? Are you glad?
Hey? Amen.
Are you glad you say it? I'm picking on you. You picking on me while I was in college. Everyone was saved, was godly, was Christian, was born again. We have the secret in Jesus Christ. We have a mystery. We belong to God's family. Woo! Everyone. Every one of you, everyone, dead, hearing, everyone, of God. The most wonderful, wonderful word, God. Everybody needs prayer. Some of you may be praying or not saved. Some of you may be family or not saved. Some of your neighbors are not saved. Some of you have problems. How many of you have finance problems? Don't mean raise your hand. Why don't we come and pray each other? Stop and think. How many missionaries support? You know how many missionaries support? You know? He said about 13? 13? A whole 14. And 13 missionaries. You need to come pray for missionaries. Don't say, Lord, be with all missionaries. And God said, which one? Name them. Name the missionaries. If you don't have a list, ask the pastor, I want a list so you can pray every day. You know, we're too busy at home. Just be honest with me. We're busy at home. You agree? We're busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're in church, You're not busy. You're not busy. You're listening. Sometimes we're hungry. We pray. If you pray, the Father blesses us with food. Amen. That's not truly God's prayer. Sometimes before we go to bed, we pray, Father, we thank this day. Come on, be honest with me. I'm deaf but not dumb. The best place to pray in the text. You don't eat. You can't fall asleep. This is the place. Two or more in prayer. God will hear. A God prayer. We get a habit of prayer. Pray for a new president.
Amen.
Pray. God's still on the throne.
Amen.
He's their control. Pray for the government. Pray for Obama. Like it or not, pray anyway. We need to pray for America.
Amen.
We need to pray for the members of the church who think. Wednesday night, prayer meeting. We need to come and pray. You know, so many times we're too late. We need to bow the knee. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of
Lords.
I want to challenge you, everyone in this room, every member of this church, need to come the altar, invitation. And God, amen. Now, if we come every Saturday morning, Saturday night, Wednesday night, come, everybody come, everyone, God, if everybody come, the old fashioned altar. Amen. Everybody come. Every Sunday morning, Sunday night, when everybody come and pray and pray and pray. I challenge you, in 1 year, your church.
Amen.
You believe that? Then why we do? Why not we do it? We will grow. We'll see people stay. We'll see people baptized. Join church. We're going to have revival. It's up to you. It's up to a late died Baptist church. You want revival? You want church to grow? We need your right with God. No one's perfect. I grew up Catholic church. I grew up Catholic. I bow my knee every Sunday. I bow my knee every Sunday. Even though I was lost. I pray for Mary every time. I was lost. And I went to the Bureau of my friend, I got mad. Now I was a little bit shocked. Which one was bad? Churches, Christians, who love the Lord. They don't follow me. They don't make. Your day, we need to bow.
on Christ.
We bow our knees.
One more verse and I'm done. I know you want to go home and watch the baseball. Host of the party, he said, amen. He said, amen. I want you to look in verse 11. But it'd be good if you read all through, but verse 11, chapter Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice in righteousness and shout for the joy. All you are upright in heart. Your heart on fire. You will throw aside your sin or forgive. Be glad. Be means you, me, be glad. I don't like people coming to us. Hey, good morning. Are you glad you're saying? Go home. We have that joy. Rejoice. Be glad. Joy. Rejoice. Because our heart lies God. You give me life. Start tonight. Why not we confess? If you have conviction, you know what you're wrong, come, confess. If you are God in Christ, you need to come and pray. Maybe you don't have sin, maybe you don't have forgiveness, but we come. God is glad. Or maybe you need to come and give God a prayer. Thank you, Lord. Take my stuff. Amen. Not to go home and come and give God the praise. Just for example, my friend. Every week I shake hands and kept. Maybe I give $20. $20. Every week I give 10. I give 30. Every week I give 100. Just have the more I do that, the more he loves me. Right? Come on, be honest with me. But no, if we do that to Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me, giving him praise. You think Jesus will listen to me? Why not we have the joy? Yes, we have problems. Yes, I have problems. I have a health problem. I have background problems. And all kinds of problems. But still, God is here. We still need to pray. Because our home is in heaven. We're just passing through. Look beyond heaven, my home. Why not we serve the Lord? Get right.